Morning and welcome to True Talk. This is your host, Samar. Ahmed and I, we're going to be fundraising for this wonderful station known as WMNF 88.5 FM. But our boss, Sean, is here today. You are going to thank some people, Sean?
I'm four.
Oh, you're four? Okay.
Samar, you don't have any bosses.
I know.
Yeah, I want to thank
Ahmed is around.
No, no
he
way.
Likes to be.
I've heard your interactions. I know who has the upper hand
okay.
in that one.
Thank you.
So Sally Phillips and Ursula Albasu from Tampa have donated $92.92 to the Surly Voices, and they are getting the WMNF t-shirt. It's a beautiful t-shirt. They say they love the show and love the whole station, and they like to hear women's voices on the air. Thank you for that donation. I completely agree. Women's voices on the air at WMNF is one of the best things about MNF, and it's a great show, and I'm glad that people support it, and we're still looking for your donations at WMNF.org or 813-238-8001. And this hour, we're raising funds for one of the most popular shows on the radio here at WMNF, True Talk. It's a fantastic show, and I hope you support it.
I hope so, Sean. And do we have to say how much we have to raise so people know that we have less than an hour to raise a lot of amount of money?
Yeah, why don't you say it?
$2,500.
We can
and
do
there
it.
Are people who are already donating online. They go to WMNF.org and donate. And the phone number, I think, what's the phone number? 813-238-8001. I have to wear my glasses. And I'm very pleased to announce that my co-host arrived to the station only 2-3 minutes late. So this is really a great, great incident that he's only 2 minutes late. So I can't help it, my co-host. But
actually, I'm not late. I was fundraising through my
phone. Oh, my God. That's why we already have people donating.
I mean, nowadays, you have to reach out to people through text messaging, through many other avenues. So I was actually just sitting in my car, texting away to my contact list, because that's the only way.
You've always been the money man.
Well, I don't know.
I'm the brains behind the.
Speaking of money, we need money right now to stay on the air, to keep the station, to continue our programming. And as you know, the phone number is 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. This is True Talk on WMNF in our 18th year. Summer was just a teenager when I met her, and she and I started.
We're crawling.
Huh?
You had diapers then.
Yeah,
you were a baby. I'm 10 years older than you.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
We don't want to age ourselves, but
no.
We've been doing this show for a long time. We're actually, contrary to public opinion, we are not paid for this show. We are volunteering our time, but because it's a nonprofit organization, the station is, so we are listener supported. We don't make money, or we don't get our funding from commercials or advertising. So that's why we depend on our listener supporters to stay on the air. And to do that, we need your donations. So it's the phone number is 813-238-8001. We have 1 hour to raise $2,500. $2,500. We're looking for 25 people to give $100 each, or 50 people to give... Or 50 people, no, 2,500, 100 people to give $25 each. That's 2,500, right? Yeah, that's 2,500. Or it can even be more. 200 people giving $12.50. But the thing is, you have to call in right now. Our phone number is 813-238-8001. We have this these lights that show us how many people are calling. And right now, none of them are lit. And we have volunteers who are standing by to take your donations. This is a unique show, not like any other show at WMNF, and actually not like any other show in the entire state of Florida. Summer and I are both Muslims. We also happen to be Arab, and we're Arab American. We're proud to be American. We're also proud of our heritage of being Arab and Muslim. Islam is our faith. I guess Arab is our ethnicity or nationality, original nationality.
Our culture.
Our culture.
Our language.
And our nationality, our citizenship is American. And that's, you can do that in America. America's made up of people from all different places around the world. Our view of America is that you can be American and Arab. You can be American and African, you know, black. You can be American and Hispanic. That this country thrives on that diversity. There's another viewpoint out there that, you know, there's only one way to be American, and they kind of think it needs to be white and Christian. I don't think that's what the forefathers had in mind. However, this is a debate that's happening in this country constantly, and that friction. So if you believe in this vision of diversity and having diverse voices, especially on the air at WMNF, please call in now at 813-238-8001. But diversity in ethnicity and in race and in religion is not enough. If everybody is different when it comes to their skin color, their background, their nationality, even their religion, but they all have the same exact politics, you know, they're all Trump supporters, that doesn't work either. So you need to have that diversity when it comes to political thought, especially when it comes to the direction that our country is heading. And that's why WMNF is even more important. It's so unique from other stations across the radio spectrum and even podcasts, because, which, by the way, WMNF has podcasts. You can get any of our shows on your podcast devices, you know, on Apple or Spotify or others. But the point is, when you turn tune the dial or turn your dial to some of the talk shows that are out there, they're full of hate. It's so polarizing. And especially now when it comes to the pandemic, the horrible way that these other stations and right wing or extreme right wing conservatives on the air, I'm not saying all people, but these voices that are, you know, speaking against vaccines, against the pandemic, against masks, that in a way have been holding us back. You need to have other voices out there that actually share facts, that use science, that talk about the world in a real way. They're not detached from reality. And when it comes to wars overseas, for example, most recently, the coverage about Afghanistan. Our show was unique from other stations because both Summer and I happen to be Muslim from that part of the world, not necessarily Afghanistan, but we share kind of the faith with that community. And we were here, well, we were here shortly after the invasion of Afghanistan. We were here right when the Iraq War started in 2003. But we've been speaking out since then about how horrible the war on terror is and how horrible the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan and how detrimental it will be for the future. And the things that we've been saying have actually come to pass. Not to say that we're prophets or anything, but the writing was on the wall. It's not obvious that when you look at what was happening, destabilizing these nations, bombing them, that's somehow, that, you know, when you bomb, torture, and kill people, that's actually going to create more enemies, not friends. So those people are going to actually seek revenge at some point. It doesn't take rocket science. However, somehow the administrations over and over thought that they can kill their way to peace, and it didn't work. And now the Taliban is back in power, something that we actually had been predicting for a while. Our phone number is 813-238-8001. We can talk all day about how we were right about things, but unless we stay on the air, we can't continue this programming.
And Summer, we have to raise a lot of money, but thanks to Kim O'Connor, we were given $52. And what do they want? Love Summer. Oh, Love Summer and Ahmed and True Talk, the best radio program in the world. Thank you so much, so nice. Kim. Yeah. Very, very nice. Love Summer, because Summer, S-A-M-A-R. So I thought he likes the summer.
It's she, Clark.
She. Yep. Oh, sorry. I thought it's she likes the summer season. No, she likes me. Thank you so much. $52. That's a lot of money. And then we have Anonymous, who is pledging $26.25. And I think they want the peace magnet. There are so many gifts, I think Sean can tell us. He or she are not local, but they listen every time in town. Thanks for the hard work. Please call 813-238-8001. We need to raise around $2,500. There is a pledge that's supposed to come. Ahmed, a challenge, $250 for 10 calls of $50, and we're going to start that in a few minutes.
You mean $25?
10 calls of $25.
To match the $250.
To match the $250. Yeah, my math. Hey, maybe they would do $50.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be a match. It would actually be over. You know, it would be 500.
Maybe if we could do that, they're going to give us 500. And this way we end up with $1,000.
Yeah.
So the challenge will start now. 10 calls each.
$25 call. Each?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we get $250.
So the meal will be a total of $500 altogether.
Exactly. And this sends us immediately to the $2,000 mark. We used to be able to raise a lot of funds at the early days of WMNF. But then I guess the economy didn't help us much. But we need you to go to 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. There were so many haters and people who didn't want us to stay on the air. So they used to jam the phone lines. So they would call this number, 813-238-8001. And then they would just keep talking nonsense on the phone. And then WMNF started to notice that, but there is nothing we can do. So people started to go to the website, WMNF.org, WMNF.org, and give there. And I remember one time one guy walked into the station and gave his $20. Because he couldn't get online and couldn't call. So he walked into the station and gave us $20. So Sean, I hope people are still interested in WMNF and they are still interested in True Talk. Ahmed and I don't get paid. And there are so many people who listen to WMNF. And I'm going to tell you, Sean, I'm not sure if you told you a story, but a few months ago, I think during the war on Gaza or after the war on Gaza, Ahmed and I interviewed a lawyer, an American lawyer, and her name is Maryam Jamshid. And she just published, she and a number of lawyers, a study and published in a U.S. journal, some legal U.S. journal, something very reputable. And it was how Israel weaponizes international law. So I thought this is very interesting. I never read anything about that. The minute she hung up with us, maybe 10 minutes later, she sends me a text and she says, I am under a vicious attack of the life threats, and they are contacting her university to find ways to kick her out of the university because she was on True Talk. So there are people who really want to silence us, and there are people who want to silence this point of view. And luckily, WMNF took chances and kept us on the air 18 years. There must be a good reason why we are on the air for 18 years, but it's important that you call 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001.
You can also donate on our website at WMNF.org. And that story that Samar told you, I don't want people to take this show for granted. Every time, whether it was on Fridays or whether it's in the new time of Thursday at 11, every time you tune in and listen for True Talk, it's here. And you could end up taking that for granted. And that is the furthest thing from what you should do. This show is really, every week, it's on kind of on the edge because so many people want to take it off the air. If there are active campaigns out there against this show, it's been a constant battle for 20 years.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous.
Well, I consider it ridiculous because I listen to the show and I get a lot of information from this show, but some people don't like information. Some people don't like hearing things from a certain perspective. And I think it's good to hear things from different perspectives, that it's good to hear, I don't walk around having the perspective of someone who was from Egypt or whose family is from Palestine. That's not the perspective that I naturally have, but I'm glad I get to hear from Ahmed and Samar for them to provide that perspective. And then most importantly, to go out and to get knowledgeable guests and to talk. These people are expertise in, and we can hear those perspectives as well. So I think it's a very valuable resource to keep on the air. The station backs this show, but there are detractors out there that want this show off the air. And we've been fighting that for close to two decades now, ever since the show went on the air. And we think it's worth fighting for, but it's only worth fighting for if the listeners agree. If you out there think that True Talk is worth fighting for and keep on the air, we need your financial support. The number to call in is 813-238-8001. 8001. You can also make a donation at WMNF.org. We've gotten two donations so far. I think Ahmed is about to read a third. That is not enough. We need to raise $2,500 this hour. That means we need to hear from you.
Mark is stepping up and donating. Mark from Brandon is giving $100 and getting the WMNF t-shirt. So you can do the same thing. Join Mark and others for $100. You can get a t-shirt. You can get several other gifts. When you call in, they'll let you know what those are. And they're actually good quality. I see Sean is wearing one of the t-shirts.
I'm wearing an older one.
An older one, okay.
The new logo is up on our, you can see it up on our website.
Fresh and local. And that's what WMNF is, fresh and local. You can donate right now at WMNF.org, WMNF.org, or call in at 813-238-8001. We need to have dozens of people call in right now. It's not just about the amount of $2,500 that we need to raise, but it's also the number of people calling in. We don't want one person paying $2,500. We want 100 people paying $25, or, you know, so we can have more individuals that are participating. And so oftentimes when you're listening to the radio, and I know during the fund drives, it's kind of like you want to tune out. You want to just turn the station somewhere. Sometimes when I'm listening to the other NPR station locally, even, you know, you're like,
no one is calling, Ahmed. I'm getting no one's calling.
Yeah, because sometimes people are just tired. They, you know, when they see, oh, it's fund drive again, well, I'll tune in when it's finished. But there may not be a future of the station if you don't step up and support it right now. So do your part. Call in 813-238-8001. Summer, a lot has been... maybe we can just share, just a break from the fundraising. What is... there are some big things that have been happening in the news lately. There's so much stuff. We only have 1 hour per week. Sometimes we feel like we don't even have enough time to go. It's like we need 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day, and it still wouldn't be enough. And there's so much conversation to have about the, you know, to do about the, you know, the discussions. Most recently, I saw in the media here about these Pandora Papers, and they're talking about the King of Jordan everywhere.
Yeah.
It seems like they're really obsessed with the King of Jordan. I'm not sure if he's like the richest guy in the Pandora Papers,
Or
they just selectively, you know, pointing at him that he bought all these mansions in California.
It's interesting that they are highlighting him and some of these things that he bought like 10 years ago, and some of it less than that. It's not like... Maybe because the country is suffering after COVID started, and so many not only economic crisis, but the country gets a lot of financial support from the U.S. and from the Gulf region. So people would be questioning is there transparency? But there are 300 leaders or former, like in a combination of people who are in power, presidents, prince, kings, and they are picking only at the moment, I think, Putin and his mistress and King Abdullah. But there are so many other people.
Putin has a mistress who fathered a child,
and
or
then,
who birthed a child or have a child from Putin, and then got her a house in Italy or somewhere?
In Monte Carlo.
Okay, you know a lot more details. But the point is, the rich and famous are using these tax shelters, which apparently is perfectly legal.
And it's in South Dakota or?
One of the countries in South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, has some very
lenient laws.
Laws that protect or provide secrecy for corporations, but it's used by people who are not American. People from outside America can use South Dakota as a tax shelter or to hide their money because of the laws there. But Americans, they don't use it. They use somewhere outside of America. These Pandora Papers are there. It's just so much of it that you just see how the rich and famous operate and they act above the law. We don't have any of the Pandora Papers. We're not investing in offshore. We just depend on our listener supporters. So if you can call us now at 813-238-8001, make your pledge, make your donation. We have so far maybe three people called in. That's really concerning. We need a lot more. I see Sean just raising his eyebrows saying, oh, we're worried about this show. Well, fortunately, we recently renewed our show here at WMNF. We moved to a new slot. And perhaps, Sean, because a lot of people still are getting adjusted to the new time. So it's still kind of a learning curve that, hey, we're now... On Thursdays at 11. So they're getting adjusted to that. But support WMNF, support True Talk. Maybe you haven't been listening to our show that long because we're always on Friday. But our volunteers are standing by waiting for your donations. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Call us now at 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org where you can make your donations securely. Sean, you have somebody to thank.
David Hartman from St. Petersburg has contributed $100 to support True Talk and WMNF. And David is getting these beautiful new beautiful new WMNF t-shirts. Let me describe the t-shirt designed for people who haven't heard this yet. It's a crate of oranges and it says fresh and local WMNF. It's on a seafoam green heather type of t-shirt, really pretty color, and it's designed by a local artist, Kat Lim, and she's done a great job of this design. You will love this t-shirt. It's available for an $88.50 contribution, so some people are donating $88.50 for this, but some people are just rounding it up to $100. We do need to hear from you. We've gotten four donations for True Talk. That's just not enough, I have to say. We really need to have a lot more support for True Talk. 813-238-8001. True Talk listeners are web savvy, so you can go to WMNF.org and make your secure donation right there on the website.
Sean, when did you start at WMNF?
I started on staff I was a volunteer first in about 2005. And then I was on staff.
Our show actually predates your volunteering even.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when it started because I was a listener, and so I do remember the beginning of True Talk, and it was controversial.
Yeah, it was controversial. I remember even to the point with so much controversy because certain segment of the community didn't want to have this voice, not just one, but more than one. People who were pro-war didn't want us, you know, the neocon types that wanted to go to war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and here's our voice saying, no, this is bad, it's going to be detrimental. People that just didn't like Muslims to have a voice on the air. And then also other segments, and to the point that there, WMNF hosted a forum at University of Tampa. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you actually attended.
I was there.
It was just like this big hall at the University of Tampa. Each side like took a side, and it was just like the House of Commons or something in England, and they're just yelling at me. It was cordial for the most part, but there was some tense moments and finger pointing and, you know, accusations, and none of it was true. It was based on ignorance, based on stereotypes, based on fear of the others. And the fact that we've been here for now 18 years proves all those critics wrong. We've outlasted them. Not even with us anymore, and we're still here.
Not only that, Ahmed, I think it is intimidation because nobody wanted Arab Americans and Muslim Americans and Palestinian Americans like myself and yourself, but me being Palestinian, this is a double-edged sword. They're not used to seeing people who are normal. Because one time, if you remember, a guy called and said, oh my gosh, this conversation that you are having it with this gentleman with you is making me rip the CD. Remember when they were...
The obsession DVD that
he received.
That was another can't.
Yeah. And he said, just this conversation is making me reconsider even watching it. And he said, I'm going to break it. I said, break it and send it back to them. Right. He was driving from Orlando to Tampa, and he listened to us. So it's a way to intimidate us and to silence us and to scare us. Because remember of the letter that came to WMNF saying that you and I, alhamdulillah, finally entered the mainstream media, and there is a cake that's gonna, an explosion is gonna happen half a mile away.
Yeah,
and they
was
called
like
the FBI.
Kind of letter to kind of intimidate the station. Other times we got, you know, comments at the state, you know, somebody on the station website said, oh, somebody should, you know, basically kill these people in the parking lot, referring to the murder of a Jewish radio host in Colorado, I believe, who was gunned down. I forgot his name now. Name is escaping me, but to kind of do the same thing. It's been a long road. We're still here. We want you to be here with us. Please call us at 813-238-8001. We're committed to WMNF. As long as our listener supporters are committed, we're here to serve. We're here to have this dialogue. We're here to have this conversation. As a matter of fact, you know, Summer and I travel a lot, and even when we're not here, we're dialing in. We're connecting now through Zoom or Skype or any of these, you know, technologies where we can almost as if we're in the station. And during the pandemic, we didn't stop. We continue to provide the programming.
Thanks to, I have to mention, sorry to interrupt you, Frank Knox and Patty Perkey.
Yes, they without them, we wouldn't be our producers there.
Extremely dedicated. They would come to the station while you and I are not in the station. And
they're
sure.
volunteering.
Yeah.
And all of this to serve you, to provide this dialogue, because we feel like, you know, free speech is so essential to our society. This type of dialogue, without it, you would not have a healthy democracy. Look what happened on January 6th when you don't have free speech or enough speech, or the people that are holding the megaphone are spreading misinformation. In America, we have something called free speech. We don't have the speech police that regulates things. But unfortunately, those with the biggest money, the most amount of money, get to be able to have a bigger megaphone, a larger reach. And now we're just hearing, for example, testimony this week about Facebook, how they knew deliberately that there's misinformation out there, and things that are authentic, like True Talk, may not get the same type of response and engagement with their algorithm because it's not as sensational, it's not fake. The true stuff, the real sources are, you know, lower on the timeline. And the things that, you know, solicit sensationalism and misinformation are the ones that are going to the top. We live in an environment where there's so much misinformation, people pumping money behind it. We have to do the other part. We have to fund stations like WMNF. Don't expect Facebook to do it for you. They're a for-profit corporation and they show you how evil they can be. Don't expect CNN or Fox News or other places. Depend on yourself, support the existing fresh and local stations like WMNF that's providing authentic, real news that impact our community. Our phone number is 813-238-8001. We need you to call in right now. Don't wait for somebody else to do it, and don't wait for your friends to post stuff on Facebook. It's fake news. Call here, provide that information, and people... and. Not to say that WMNF is not on Facebook. We're still utilizing those tools. We have a presence there, but we can't do any of that without having the money.
Only one person is calling. We have a number of volunteers in the back. Please make them happy if you call 813-238-8001. Let me play a segment with the interview with Maryam Jamshidi, which she was under...
I mean, the woman was under so much pressure. Do you want the wave to come back? They were calling for her to be fired. And then somebody, by the way, right before you do that, somebody sent an email regarding that. And Betty says, it's despicable to threaten someone just for their political views. Trying to have a professional, meaning Jamshidi, dismissed simply is not acceptable. Unless they're calling for violence...
people who texted her.
Clearly not what the lawyer was doing. She was just providing context.
Here is Maryam.
The right of self-determination on the part of all peoples, but their right to adopt any means necessary in order to realize that right. Now, there isn't a sort of similarly, what I would say, clear-cut articulation of the right to self-defense on the part of states against non-state actors. I can talk about it. There are a couple of Security Council resolutions that people have pointed to say that right exists, but it's quite ambiguous. And more importantly, there is nothing that suggests that states have the right to self-defense against groups that are being occupied.
Not only that, Maryam, and if you're just joining us, this is True Talk on WMNF 88.5 FM. Ahmed and I are talking to Maryam Jamshidi. She is a lawyer and also assistant professor of law at the University of Florida. She wrote a very wonderful piece about Israel weaponizing international law. There let's say there is a war going on, for instance, under the umbrella of the explanation that you mentioned. But there are also laws, I think you mentioned, they're called international humanitarian law, or there is this international humanitarian law. So fine, let me claim that Gaza is independent. Let me bless you. Claim that it's okay. Hamas is a terrorist organization. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Aren't there like governing laws for states, powerful states, nuclear power states, when they launch a war to be mindful of humanitarian issues?
Yes, there.
Welcome back to True Talk. This is Samar and Ahmed and Sean at the studio trying to raise funds. We need like $2,000. We have a challenge of $250. We need 10 people to call and donate $25, $25 to keep WMNF on the air. There are many gifts that you can get if you give us $88.50. You got the WMNF ball cap. You can get a face mask for $60. You can also be a circle of friends. So if you are a circle of friends, you pay just $5 a month and you can get a peace magnet. You can get a face mask, you can get a reusable grocery bag. So $10 a month can get you the women's short sleeve t-shirt or a men's short sleeve t-shirt. If you would like to have your name or a name of a loved one as a paver, you can give $1,000 and your name will always be imprinted in WMNF that you supported freedom of speech, that you supported such a show like WMNF. But you can give $88.50 a month and you can put your name or a loved one's name as on the patio paver. Then the person who recommended me to WMNF was Kurt. God bless him. He passed away and he didn't make a lot of money, but he used this circle of friends and had his name and his loved ones at the paver, and he's the one, Sean, who used to edit my papers when I was doing my master's at USF, and this is how I met him. And he said there is something called WMNF. Listen to it. It will help you. And later on, like when you didn't have this new building, he would be calling endlessly to say there is a person called Samar. She's Arab. She's Muslim. She's Palestinian. And I think she would be great to do a radio show. And my background was TV. And I used to tell him, I don't know how to do a radio show. And then I don't know how Ahmed jumped on the whole wagon, but I needed Ahmed. And I didn't know he was such a big shot in Tampa. But please call 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. We have two wonderful people who just donated and they are on the line. But we have like 10 empty lines maybe, and we have so many volunteers. Please go to 813-238-8001. I walk, my mom woke up like 7 o'clock this morning. She was ready and very excited that she's coming with me to WMNF, but sadly because of Corona, she can't step in. But she told me, okay, I'm going to pray for you, Samar. I'm going to pray, my mom.
Oh, I thought I heard pay.
No, she no. Okay, maybe I should call my mom.
Yeah. Mom, did you say pay or pray?
Oh, okay.
How about maybe you do both? Because sometimes prayer without action is not enough.
Oh, there is Michelle King. She joined the Circle of Friends for $240. Oh my God, $240.
She almost matched your match there.
Extra large WMNF t-shirt. And I appreciate you being here and telling people the truth. What's happening in the world makes me appreciate you more. Thank you so much. This is so wonderful. $240. We need like 10 of these things, if my math is
correct. Okay, let me just say here, I want to thank Roshini and Arthur for their contribution. For a $100 contribution. Thank you so much. And they're getting the t-shirt as well. You can also get that t-shirt. I think I'm going to get the t-shirt myself and make the donation so I can get the t-shirt for my kids. They love these t-shirts. For some reason, whenever I get them, they wear them everywhere, especially like around the house. And
how do you not wear an M&F t-shirt?
I do.
It's great.
I do.
Yeah. It's like, and it's good. And people like, and they're actually cool. They're not boring t-shirts. I have one more. Alfred Hinson contributing $50 and says, this was actually done on the online for True Talk, and says, yes, please thank me on the air. Okay, we thank you on the air. And he likes the show.
This is David Bryant, and he just gave us $25. So this goes towards the promised pledge of...
we need how many more? Nine?
Nine more. So we need nine more. And Samar and Ahmed provide a very important perspective. And I'm glad that WNF has kept you on the air for so long. Also, I like how they bicker like an old married couple. Fox News, Newsmax, and One American News will produce garbage and propaganda, and they are dangerous for America. Thank you so much, David. This is what happens when you do business with, or you do shows. But my husband doesn't bicker with me.
Oh, he doesn't? That's why you came to this show, so exactly, find somebody to bicker with you.
Yeah. Because my husband can be boring. He's like, he's agreeable to all what I say, and he says it's not because I agree, but because I don't have the energy to argue. So it's so good to be with you once a week, Ahmed.
Just to give you your need for arguments. It's healthy debate. It's just my opinions are usually better than yours.
Omar Damash from Tampa, $105. I'm not sure if he likes to get anything, but he likes the topics and he likes Samar.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
He didn't say Ahmed?
No.
Okay. If he doesn't want the t-shirt, I can just take his t-shirt.
No, you can't do that. You have to pay. Okay, we have more people calling Ahmed. Let me go to another.
You haven't given the phone number, Samar. How are people going to call in without the phone number? You're only talking about bickering and other things that are irrelevant. By the way, I got you a gift. Should I give it to you on air or off air?
Give it to me on air.
Only if you give the phone number.
813-238-8001.
We're raising money for the station right now and for WMNF, WMNF.org. You can donate at WMNF.org securely. Just make sure you select True Talk or donate online. Call in at 813-238-8001. I have your gift for you, but I'm going to give it to you if you can secure a donation.
Now, okay, please, guys, call 813-238-8001. Is it something that I can eat or?
Yes.
Oh, my God. 813-238-8001. I'm very hungry. 813-238-8001.
Where is the
song that people love that you keep playing all the time?
What song is that? Is it Amr Diab?
No. This guy, I think, from Morocco or Algeria. You always play.
Is it Shab Khaled?
No, it's something else. I don't know. But hey.
You say I always play. I don't know. The rap. It's kind of like rap.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's a Tunisian rapper. Oh. Do people comment about it?
They
pull it up on Spotify.
I have no idea how to do that. Spotify. So what's the name of the guy? You don't know. Again, 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001. Sean, we have people calling.
Yeah. In the meantime, I'd like to thank Tina Hennies for the $100 contribution all the way from Brooksville. And Tina says, I don't need a thank you gift right now because the fact that we hear you, Samar and Ahmed, on the air each week is a huge and important gift in itself. Thank you. So thank you for that donation, Tina. Now it's your turn. 813-238-8001 is the number to call in. You can also donate on the web. Make a secure donation at WMNF.org. If you want to keep True Talk going strong, we still have, I think, about $2,000 to raise during the next 17 minutes. It's going to be a tough haul, but we can do that with your help. 813-238-8001.
And I'm not going to get my edible gift from Ahmed unless you call 813-238-8001. And Sean, we have a pledge of $250 and we just got one phone call with
was different.
You need to silence this one. Okay, this is an interview I did with American-Iranian... novelist Marjane Kamali, and Ahmed is trying to bring up the song that people love. 813-238-8001. We have two people calling. We need another nine people to pledge $25, just $25 each, so we can get the $250 pledge.
فاتوا العمر وفاتتوا الكار وما خلص الكريدي في الحانوت مروح ظلمة بالسرقة للدار
خطر في الحومة موسال ومديون وحلت في عينه بنت الجار أما مشادة معمولة المليون حرابي راو قضية للدار شارية مشاد بين ركوب وصابون ناسي لنثى وناسي جيب صغار ولا وينك حبيبي في التليفون لا كوستيوم ولا باكو نوار ولا في برد ولاقي حضن سخون ليل مخر وفتت الكار حرابي راو الكم يا زيتون ويحب يغني ويغني ويغني امتى الدنيا تسهلي دنيا تحلالي وعايش بوهالي حبك عايش بوهالي وعايش بوهالي حبك عايش بوهالي تدور سبح قواك أحلى وقارو حتى زحمة بالقاري والخدام وتعدد قدامه بالنجارو يحب يعبر ملقاشي الكلام لا لاقي صرفه ولا دينارو سعد اللي تكلم وجيبه مليان ملقاشي كار القاب في كوكارو والموجيلة ركبت في البيام لا ركسة يما ولا باني
دا. Welcome back to True Talk on WMNF 88.5. We're in the middle of our fundraising drive and we're desperately trying to raise $2,500 before the end of this hour. And guess what? We have like less than 15 minutes left and we're far from our goal. We need people to call in right now at 813-238-8001 or go online at WMNF.org to make a secure donation. You know what this show is about. We've been here for 18 years. You know what WMNF is about. Don't wait for somebody else to support. You do it yourself. Samar, I told you I have a gift for you, but because How we're much? Trying to raise money,
okay.
And it's something you're really going to love because you love to eat. Good things. Oh. And this is, you know,
glad
something
you
yummy.
Mentioned that.
But I need you to raise some money and I asked you to raise
like
some
how
money.
Much?
So, at least $500.
Oh my God.
So if you,
we have 15
gift,
minutes to go.
And I'm holding it here, Sean. I haven't showed it to her yet. You see.
Can you see it?
You're a witness that I have a gift, right? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So here it is.
Okay. The number is 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. I woke up at 7 o'clock and drove 2 hours to get here. It's almost 12 o'clock. I didn't eat anything. I'm desperate to see what Ahmed gave me. But Ahmed, I'm sorry to tell you that I just got $630 as a circle of friends from an anonymous person.
Whoa.
I think he or she are from Florida, Dunedin. $630 and he or she says, greetings, thank you for the continuous conversations and information that you provide. Although I'm still trying to get used to the new slot on Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. $630.
I need Sean to confirm because anonymous. Oh, okay. Is it really there,
no,
Sean?
No.
Maybe she's just trying to get the food.
No.
Okay, I also want to thank Christy Smith contributing $250. And she did it online. She says, please thank. And thank you so much, Christy. $250. Calling all the way from Port Charlotte. Oh, hey, that's from your neck of the woods. So maybe that's also from your area.
Yeah, that's from my area. But the $630, I don't live in Dunedin.
Yeah. Okay, well, Samar, congratulations.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're very close. We need maybe like 1,000.
Let me hand you your gift, and I want to get your reaction.
Oh my gosh, Mukhtar?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let me open,
no, open it up.
Yeah, guys, oh my gosh, Ahmed.
You should see the look on her face right now. She's
so
happy.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to take a picture and put it on WMNF website so you can believe Ahmed. Ahmed, please travel all the time.
Yeah, she's somewhere
oh
for such a foodie and is just...
This is not your typical thing that you can give.
Right.
Oh my gosh, Ahmed, so nice. Is it from the airport? Or?
No, it's not from the airport. I got it from the store. There's only one store there.
God.
And I got it. I went all the way there, carried it.
It's called
thousands of miles.
Oh my God.
You know, Ahmed. Came through the airport just for you. Congratulations. And,
thank you. So nice of you.
I wasn't going to put a... you know, a condition to give you the gift. But since we're here and we're raising money, I thought it would be a way to motivate you. But thank you, Tor. You can thank the listener supporters, especially the one that gives $630 for finally earning your gift.
Thank you so much. Again, we have one person calling. I think we need like $1,000 now. And then we have this pledge of $250. And we had one person call and give us nine, unless we want to consider the $630 mini 20.
Samar, I have another idea. I actually have a second one of those same gifts.
Seriously?
But what I would do is I can send it to somebody via mail if they give $500.
Okay.
$500. I will give the same Mukhtar Sweets gift to them. I can send it
through. It's worth every penny.
Yeah, $500. It's not on the list of gifts that WMNF has, but if you want this gift, which is, you know, for somebody that contributes $500, I have a second gift of those Mukhtar Sweets that I could send them. Just let the listener know. Our phone number is 813-238-8001. Sean is coming in with the tally, and I'm a little concerned because he doesn't look super happy.
Well, you know, I'm happy, but we still have more than $700 we need to raise. We've raised $1,700 so far. We need $721 still. But I should say, so if you are going to donate $500 to get this gift from Ahmed, our phone volunteers aren't going to know, so you'll have to have them make a special note. Just fill them in. But we'll take any donation we can get right now, but we still need $721. That means a $100 donation or a $200 donation would help a lot as well. 813-238-8001.
Is this from Hassan from Ponta Gorda? $105. He wants the medium t-shirt and he's very grateful for WMNF.
So now we only need $610.
Whoa,
so $500 with your gift. And then what's the name of these things that the Egyptians make, al barada bil English? Ish ismhom?
What's the barada?
The things that
papyrus.
Papyrus. Yeah, I
you
can
have
give.
A papyrus?
Oh my gosh, it's to
What's
die for.
On it?
On it, some pharaoh thing.
Oh, so you want to give that as a gift?
Yeah, I can give that for $500. Why only you?
Okay. Oh, you always like
yeah,
to compete.
I'm jealous.
You know, David. Yeah, finally you said it. You guys heard it. You heard it, Sean. She's jealous.
Jealous because you are the one who makes money for the station. I hardly make.
Okay.
I'm hardly able.
Like,
my people are poor. They give me 25, 35, but you get 500s and 1,000s.
Oh, David. David sends a message and says, "You guys crack me up. Thanks for reading my comment. You all are awesome. Thanks so much for everything you're doing, David." And it looks like he's also David is also in development, so he appreciates people who raise money.
You have good news? No good news so far. Okay, Ahmed is going to give a gift similar to the one he gave me. It's a very lovely box. It has something you can eat and you will not...
They're sweets.
They're sweets,
they're
Turkish.
They're like very...
But they're from the original place.
Yeah,
place.
They're actually Syrian sweets, but they're sold in Turkey. These are people who were in Syria and they had this brand and they have their factories and then they were displaced by the war. And then they went to Istanbul
so
and then
you're so
they
kind.
Recreated
you,
it.
Oh my God, so you bought something that makes helps refugees.
Oh, I guess. They seem, a lot of refugees, some of the refugees, actually people that had money in Syria and were able, you know, to get at least some of it and relocate, they're able to start businesses in Turkey. Even in Egypt, you've got some Syrians that started businesses and they're thriving. They're doing really well. There are Syrians that actually came to America, started business with nothing, and now are doing, you know, much better. So when people talk about that refugees are a burden on society, most of these refugees, when they come here, they're actually trying to better their lives, invest in society, create jobs. They're not just trying to live off the welfare system, as some people are trying to say. And they're making America better and stronger and, you know, more diversity. And you're talking about, you know, things that are not already here. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if somebody starts a falafel shop, it's not like you're competing with, you know, McDonald's
local.
Or something. You know, you're creating something that didn't already exist. So I welcome. And I think in Turkey, they're doing the same thing. Even in Germany, that's why I think they accepted something like almost 1 million refugees, because in Germany specifically, I don't know if you know this, Sean, but they had an older workforce and they needed younger people to work in their factories and other things and skilled labor. And it actually reignites or it becomes a catalyst for the economy. But we're not here to talk about Germany or any of that or refugees. We'll talk about next shows. We're here right now to talk about money, because without this money, we can't bring the information to you, raise awareness. Our phone number is 813-238-8001. We have about $500 left to raise.
We still need to raise about $620. So we need to hear from five or six or seven more people donating $100 or so. So is that you? 813-238-8001. Do you support True Talk? Are you a fan of the great programs that Samar and Ahmed bring you every week? 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
Please support please call 813-238-8001. Support Frank and Patty, who have been helping us for the past maybe 10 years. They're the ones who come to the station and work and really work behind the scenes. So make them feel that what they are contributing, their time that they are contributing, is worth it. It will make them happy if you call 813-238-8001. We still have to meet this challenge, the $250, maybe for five callers with $500. But I'm going to give you the nicest papyrus from Egypt if you donate $500. And Ahmed will give you $500.
You get to choose. You know, if you're a listener, or you can spend $1,000 and get both.
Mine is much nicer. It will last forever. This one is going to, you just eat it and then it's gone. Mine will last. Okay, we have exactly 4 minutes to go. 813-238-8001. Go to WMNF.org. Make sure you mention True Talk. No one is calling. The phone lines are available. We have people, volunteers in the back, and they are waiting for your calls. 813-238-8001. It's only $600, guys, please.
Yeah, I can't stress this enough. It's very important for True Talk to make its goal today. That means that we still need to raise $600 in the next 3.5 minutes. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. It's important for you to call right now and talk to one of our phone bank volunteers and make your donation that way. Or if you'd like to donate on the web, we have a secure website, WMNF.org. On that website, you can see the design for our beautiful new t-shirt, and you can make a pledge there for that t-shirt or for any other gift that you'd like at WMNF.org. We really need to hear from you right now, fans of True Talk and Samar and Ahmed.
There are more fans, obviously, of Samar than Ahmed.
Well,
but, you know,
I won't go there.
You know, it's so interesting that sometimes I go to places and somebody just, like, you know, whether I'm standing in a line at a cashier or something, and then they hear me speak and they're like, your voice is so familiar. And then they kind of say, and then I'll talk some more. Where do I know you from? And then they say, oh, WMNF, are you Ahmed? People recognize my voice.
Gosh.
They don't see me on the radio, but they recognize my voice, and it's just kind of weird.
It happened to me once when I took an Uber.
Really?
My husband and I, we were staying in downtown. In Tampa. And then she said, she's going to go left on Martin Luther King. And she says, oh my God, don't tell me you're the lady. I said, which lady? She said, the lady I listened to while driving with an accent. I said, yeah, it's me. She says, I'm so excited.
She was bringing you to the station?
Yeah, it just happened. It's a woman. And you know, it was the best time.
We only have a few minutes left. I have three people to thank. That means we still need to hear from about two or three or four more people. We are very close. With your help, we will make it there. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. We have Jim in Pasadena and Dorothy in Sarasota. We're donating $105, getting the beautiful new WMNF t-shirt. Janet Stitt in Gulfport, beautiful Gulfport, with a $10 contribution. And we thank them. And also Anonymous from, it looks like, St. Petersburg, perhaps? No, from Clearwater. Anonymous, $25 contribution. I love True Talk is what Anonymous says. We still need to have about $500 more. 813-238-8001.
It's not too late. You can go to WMNF.org. Please go to WMNF.org, because we have like 6 minutes of NPR news. We probably will get these counted towards WMNF. Again, we have a $250 pledge. We will be giving this money. We need 8 more people to call and donate $25. Please call 813-238-8001. Ahmed has a gift for you. If you give us $500, I have a personal gift for you. If you give us $500, we need $500. That's it, just $500 to help WMNF stay on the air. It's 813-238-8001. We have Ahmed 1 minute to go.
Right, Samar, I just a quick announcement. This I mentioned it last week on the show that there is I'm participating in something called the War on Terror Film Festival. It's happening all month long, every weekend. So this weekend, the films are going to be shown are this film called The Feeling of Being Watched. The Newburgh Sting is on Saturday. There is a film called Terror on Sunday. Yep. And you can go to WOTFilmFestival.org to get the schedule.
We're still $400 short on WMNF Tampa. We do need to hear from you, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
Please call while NPR news is on. We have like 15 seconds now before NPR, but then 6 minutes of NPR. You can call 813-238-8001 and donate. We need less than $500. Please make it happen. Keep WMNF on the air. WMNF Tampa, NPR News is next.